صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. My dear Islam brothers, today's piece of advice. A man came to Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, and he says, we supplicate, we make dua in the court of the Almighty Allah azza wa jal, yet our supplications are not answered. So Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, he gave 10 pieces of advice. Number one, you know Allah, yet you do not obey Him. Number two, you recite the Holy Quran, yet you do not act according to it. Number three, you know Shaitan, yet you have agreed with him. Number four, you proclaim your love for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, yet you have abandoned his sunnah. Number five, you proclaim your love for paradise, for Jannah, yet you do not do actions to gain it. Number six, you proclaim your fear for the fire of hell, yet you do not prevent yourself from sins. Number seven, you proclaim that death is true, yet you have not prepared for it. Number eight, you busy yourself in finding faults in others, yet you do not look at your own faults. Number nine, you eat that which Allah Azza wa Jal has provided for you, yet you do not thank Him. And number ten, you bury the dead, yet you do not take a lesson from it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, these pieces of advice are a great lesson for us. A lot of us today, we complain that our supplications, our du'as are not being answered. And we go running here and there in difficulty, in problems, try to get our du'as, our supplications answered and our problems to be removed. Yet, have you ever thought of taking advice from the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal? And Alhamdulillah, we see that on Madani Channel, many people ask advice from the wali of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Try to tune in every Saturdays on the Madani Muzakara Live, and inshallah you'll find many pieces of advice on this. The advice the Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi gave to the man. And if you look at our reality today, this is such a true fact. We complain our supplications, our du'as are not being answered. Yet if you look at number one, you know Allah Azza wa Jal, yet you do not obey Him. We complaining of our problems, our illnesses, our supplications are not being answered. But have you ever sat down and thought that are we turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we asking from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And even when we are asking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, what are our actions like? Is it our supplications are not being answered because we do not obey Allah Azza wa Jal? We are disobedient to our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. We are not performing our namaz. We are not fasting in the month of Ramadan. Yet we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our du'as. We recite the Holy Quran, yet we do not act according to it. This advice was given in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi. Although if you look at now, in our time, many of us, we don't even recite the Holy Quran. Never mind acting according to it. So how will our supplications, our du'as be answered? We proclaim our love for the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet we do not follow His Sunnah. Many of us, we all claim that we love the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala sallam. How many of us are found following His footsteps, His Sunnahs, His examples? We proclaim our love for paradise, for Jannah, yet we do not do any actions for it. It's like we want Jannah but not working for it. We proclaim the fear for the fire of hell, yet we do not prevent ourselves from sins. We do not save ourselves from sins. We say indeed death is true, yet we have not prepared for it. We all know we're going to die. What have we done for death? How have we prepared ourselves for death? We busy ourselves in finding faults in others. But have we ever looked upon our own faults, upon our own actions? We eat which Allah Azza wa Jal has provided, yet we do not thank Him for it. So many blessings, so many things, so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. How many times have we thanked our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal? We bury the dead, yet we do not take a lesson from it. My dear Islam, these were the advices given by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi. Take these pieces of advices and implement them in your lives. And when we supplicate, when we make dua, and our duas are not answered, then reflect over this piece of advice. Inshallah, we will find that it is due to our own actions that our supplications, our du'as are not being answered. I hope today's advice a benefit for all of you. And inshallah, continue seeking advice from the pious. Inshallah, you will benefit from them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.